Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more, brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. That's pretty easy to remember. Brian Batterson, bassist.
Yeah.
So tell me about your music and how you got connected with these bands.
So I started playing when I was probably 8. My whole family played music. I grew up all around it. My dad was a harmonica player in town. He was really good at what he did. I loved enjoying watching him play growing up. My brother played bass, and he's a drummer now, and so I wanted to play bass.
So that's the reason.
So I picked up bass, and you know, just through different means, I met the lead singer of our band, who's kind of like the one who orchestrates a lot of it, is Hayden Harrington's his name. Met him through a mutual family friend named Kyle Thurman, and we started playing music together, and then he's like, hey dude, I'm gonna start this band. And I was like, yeah, I'm all about it. So soul funk music, I'm like, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So that's how that band got started. We wrote an album in 16, or came out in 16. It's been a little bit, and we're working on our second one right now.
Cool.
So still COVID kind of slowed that down a little bit, but.
You still in the same genre of soul funk?
Yeah, I'd say so. This next one's gonna be interesting because it's crazy how much growth has happened in 7 years.
Yeah, I think for everybody.
Yeah, for real. So, yep.
So, did you ever play with your family a lot? You see, you're from a musical family.
Yeah, man, we called them porch pickings is what we called them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We would always, my dad, my brother, and I would always just sit down and just goof off or whatever, and my dad had instruments everywhere, so we would always dabble in something. And then there is, for my dad's 50th birthday, my mom put a surprise birthday together and put together like all of his old bands, and they all performed throughout the night.
Wow.
With him, and then we got to sit in with him periodically, and there's a picture of my brother on drums, my dad, and me. All play. That's the first time we ever played out in public together, and it was really cool.
That's really special.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
We've got that framed up at my mom's house right now, so.
That's great. So tell me about your new album. You know, what can we expect, and do you just write the music? Do you write the bass parts, or do you write lyrics too, or what do you do?
So, It's got some same of the kind of a swampy vibe. Still has that soul funk onto it, but there's it's going to be interesting how everything's put together. But Hayden is kind of the mastermind of all of it. He writes all the lyrics. He kind of comes up with the initial hook, and then myself and the drummer Brandon Alanise, we kind of put the rhythm section side to it, and then. It's really interesting how easily the bands kind of connect together. We had one practice and we came out with 6 songs. It was kind of crazy how that worked. But I'm hoping we can have it out into the year, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
So we're still writing. So we'll see how that goes. We had our first concert back since COVID. A couple weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago at Whitewater, and that was awesome. We donated all of our proceeds to Little Rock for the relief fund because they were all this, that literally happened that week, and we're like, well, we want people to still come out and not have to worry about anything, so we just donated everything.
Yeah, but, right on.
So yeah, so we're excited for the next steps. So.
Cool, and you're, other album, is it available anywhere?
All streaming platforms. It's just The Rios, self-titled. Yeah, so Spotify, YouTube, it's on Apple Music, any streaming platform will be available.
Cool. Do you have any personal projects going on? Do you make your own music?
I've always been more of a hired hand, so not really, no. I'd like to, but right now I'm more focused on family. Anytime I have personal time, so we just had a new baby. He's about 9 months old, and then we have a 3-year-old. Hmm. And so I just kind of focus on being a dad.
Yeah. Well, are you going to recruit them into your band later on?
Yeah, well, I hope so. My daughter already loves it. I recently picked up the harmonica, and she'll play with me. And that's probably the best instrument to play with your kid because they're going to be in key.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it. So it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I picked up harmonica in 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was always a guitar player and then picked that up. But I've really gravitated towards that more recently. Like, that's my main instrument.
Harmonica's fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
It is super fun to play.
Yeah.
Do you like playing, like, any specific type of playing? Or
I'm more like a Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Folk.
Yeah, that's awesome. That stuff's awesome,
Cat
man.
Cat Stevens.
So you play more straight harp. So
yeah,
like,
straight harp.
So first position harp than anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
First position is, in my opinion, a lot of people just go straight to second, which is what I did.
That's what the blues type players. And I'm the opposite. I'm like, no, I'm straight harp.
Yeah, like, which is, you know, as awesome. I wish people would explore it more, which is something I want to do.
But it just comes more naturally to me. I can't hardly do the
bends and
no. Well, yeah. I can do the bends just on like certain, but it's not like my like.
Yeah.
It's not my style, and I can't like.
Yeah.
Force myself into that. It's so hard. It's another frame of mind.
Yeah, it helps if a slight bit of theory helps, but. The most interesting that I've learned from playing harmonica is like how much you have to train your ears, and I just love that challenge.
Yeah.
Of being like, I think they're an A.
Yeah, yeah. I think like when you're on a guitar or a bass or something, piano, you can kind of like adjust and get to their key.
Yeah, exactly.
But like,
yeah, you come in on the harp wrong, you're wrong.
You're wrong. Put it down and pick up another one because you've got the wrong one.
Yeah, you sit there, hold it up to your, like, is this right? Yeah. Yeah, I'll sit in at a jam and be, like, going back and forth. Like, oh, man, they're in A flat. I was like, okay.
I think about, like, jazz where they're using, like, a chromatic scale.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, so, yeah, playing a diatonic harp would be rough. I mean, there's fourth position, where your root note's like on the third, like half bent, and you're like, that's one? Like, that's nuts.
I know.
So, some of those players, I don't know if you know where Howard Levy is. He's one of the most prolific harmonica players. You ever heard of Bela Fleck and the Flecktones?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. He played harmonica with them for a while, which is, it's a unique band. It's a banjo player with Victor Wooten playing bass, and then a harmonica player, and then Victor's brother playing drums, but it's like a drum machine.
Oh.
They are wild. So I definitely recommend taking a look at it. It's a unique band. But Howard Levy plays harmonica with them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of depth. You can just keep going deeper and deeper with harmonica, just like any instrument. People think, you know, grab a $5 toy, kind of go with it.
But yeah, exactly.
You can go into it masterful level. Like, you can just keep diving into it.
Harmonica's cool, man. It's been a fun challenge, and that's what my dad played. So I had all of his gear, so like I got super blessed with like, oh well, I don't really need anything. It's all here other than harps. You don't really want to play old harps. So
that's the one thing. Like, I'm having to put together a kit as I go, you know. I don't have the stuff, basically. I'm kind of building. I don't even have, like, I only have, like, 5 different keys so far out of 12.
Yeah. I mean, they can be pretty expensive now. Like, a special 20 is, like, $40-something.
Yeah.
Golly. For one key?
Yeah.
So.
But it's cool because, like, kind of like how you try out a Fender Strat and then you try out a Gibson Les Paul. It's kind of cool to try the River Band.
Yeah.
And then you try the Marine Band, and then you try all these different kind of harmonicas.
Yeah, do you like a wood comb, or do you want the acrylic or the plastic? And then they have, like, I didn't even think about having custom harmonicas, but they have, like, all these custom people who, like, take a lot of time and make sure all the stuff's perfect. Because, like, when they machine make these, those reeds could be wrong, and you can't really correct them without special tools. That has been the most unfortunate thing is I buy a new harmonica, buy a brand new. I like the Hohner Rockets. I'll buy a new one, pull it out. It was out of tune. Like three draw was out of tune. I was like, what? And so I ended up looking up, taking it apart, and learning how to tune them. And you have to like shave it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's metal.
Taking those harmonicas apart and like. It's pretty intimidating at first because, like, you're like, I'm not going to break this. Like, it's because it's a reed.
Yeah. So,
but, yeah, it's been interesting.
Yeah, I think, and even, like, having to regularly clean it, you got to kind of learn all that stuff.
Yep. So, and I ended up learning how to take all my dad's old ones and, like, refurbish them. And, like, now I get to play, like, I keep a set in my car.
Yeah. And yeah, so, like, it is great because they're super transportable versus, like, a bass and an amp.
Yeah, like, hey, man, you bring your bass? Why would I do that?
It's like, why would I have that just in my back seat?
Yeah, always.
Always.
Just sitting there getting destroyed from heat.
Yeah, and tossing it around, throw my bag on it.
Yeah, you're like,
Why would I pay?
Yeah, harmonica's not, man, I don't care. Just toss them wherever.
Put it in my pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Put it in my jacket? Yeah. That is an advantage.
For sure.
Hey guys, this is Kimberly.
And I'm Mason.
We're with Hillstead.
We're a local rock band based right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We write, record, and play music here in the Spa City and around the state.
We'd love for you to check out our music streaming on all platforms now. Find us on Facebook and Insta and look for our upcoming shows and merch at hillsteadtheband.com.
Thanks for listening.
What other instruments are you interested in learning?
I would love to learn how to play keys. It'd be interesting, mainly for expanding knowledge on chord structures, but or just theory in general. But, you know, I say I would love to do that, but I haven't put the time into it, so it makes me wonder how much I really want to do that.
I know.
It's pretty defeating picking something up and being like, I can't do anything with this.
Yeah. For keys, like, I get stuck in the same shape.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm like a black key player.
Okay.
And I can't, like, everyone else starts on C major.
Yeah.
Which is all the white keys.
Yep.
And, like, that's how a lot of people play, but I do more of the old R&B kind of chord shapes. And I can't get my mind off of it. I just go to the.
Hey, if they sound good, I mean that's cool.
Yeah, it's just funny though, cause like I know I could go and learn more, but I just when I pick it up, I just do that. It's kind of like when you pick up your guitar and you just kind of
do your same thing.
Yeah, I'm stuck in that.
Yeah,
stuck.
Well, I feel like also in the world of technology with the accessibility of learning something, we're always like, yeah, I'll do that, but. Yeah. Then we never sit down and do it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm terrible at it. I mean, I know you could, you know, if you've got enough musical capability, I feel like you could pick it up and just look up something and learn, but never seem to do it.
Yeah, harmonica was good because I was, like, on a trip somewhere, and I was just me alone in my room for a lot of the day, and I was like, well, I can watch a YouTube video and pick it up.
Yep.
Whereas, like, if I'm at my house and I've got stuff going on in life, I'm not just going to, like, go spend the extra hour a day.
Exactly. Yeah. The only thing that I have found frustrating with harmonica is, you know, my most productive hours are, like, anywhere from 10 to 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
When I'm, like, I'm receptive on what I'm learning or, like, I'm very productive on that. can't play harmonica.
Nobody wants to hear it.
No one long. Wants to hear you try to bend a high note and or sit there and just struggle going in and out of pitch.
I mean, that and the trumpet would probably be the
trumpet,
worst.
Trumpet, oh, yeah. My dad also played trumpet, and yeah, he would.
In the wee hours, that's.
He didn't play it for a long time. He's like, I want to pick this thing back up, and he'd be up there playing, and like that is 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was okay. That sounds great, but this is early. Yeah, exactly. Which would lead to us playing music, so that's fine, but.
Yeah.
So.
I think I would like to learn cello.
Cello. Yeah. Yeah, man. I've played with a couple cello players, and I've asked to play it, and it's like tuning from, like, their high string. It's backwards, but it's also a fourth higher than a bass.
Hmm.
So bass is E-A-D-G.
Yeah.
This is A. D, G, C, but upside down. So, like, yeah. Their thick string would be C,
okay,
instead of A. And their high string would be A. I think that's right.
Maybe.
So I sat down and played with it. I was like, okay, I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. What is this?
I mean, it's got the same, like, basics, seems like, of a bass, but, yeah.
It's upside down. It's
totally different.
It's a beautiful instrument.
Yeah, I would love to learn it. I played an electric cello once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this guy in California had it. He was actually a jazz musician out there, and I got to plug it in and fiddle around with it, and I was having fun, but, yeah, definitely not my instrument.
Right. That's understandable.
I guess, are you guys looking forward to playing more shows now that the weather's warming up?
Yes. Festivals are always fun to play. I haven't been able to do that in a while, and I always look forward to, especially like weather today is beautiful.
Oh, man.
I love it. You know, it rained a lot and we had some storms, but man, it's gorgeous outside right now. But yeah, so definitely looking forward to that, and just excited to really just start playing again with them. I mean, yeah. those guys at the Reels are some of my favorite people to play music with. They just make it easy. So it's going to be nice.
You guys have dates set up on a website or anything? Or?
No, not yet, man. We're kind of easily creeping back in. We really want to focus on finishing what songs we want to write.
Yeah.
And kind of push an album behind playing, because, you know, most of our stuff would be like something you pay at the door. We're definitely looking forward to it, but we're kind of easing our way into it. Plus, they live in closer to Conway.
Oh.
So I'm in Hot Springs, and I'm the only one. So I drive back and forth, and it's just hard for me to do both.
Yep, I hear that. But, yeah, maybe once you guys get your album done, you can market it and get some shows going on.
Yeah,
and kind of do the whole, like, listen to our new stuff.
Yeah, that's the plan, man. It'd be really fun. We'll see what happens on that. So.
Right on. Well, where can people find you on social media and your website?
Yeah, so for me, anything Brian Batterton or Batterton Brian, that's on all platforms. And then the Rios is the Rios Official, or the Rios Music, for Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, all that. So.
Cool. You guys at home, check out the Rios, and you might see Brian Batterton at the Ohio Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get out and about around Hot Springs, you might see him picking on the bass, thumping and slapping. And I don't know. Do you do the slapping?
Yeah. I don't. I mean, if I want to stay hired, I probably won't do it. But
yeah, yeah. But yeah, check out Brian Batterton's music. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.